Tommy's experience is much different than today's actual combine. But today's actual combine, although it a lot of the physical activities are looked at very strictly, and it's very important as well, I think it's the team's actual opportunity maybe to talk to somebody, maybe to get to know somebody a little bit, because there's a lot of guys that are doing a lot of physical good things. I think the mental aspect coming out is very important in today's.
You only get 15 minutes with these guys, though. It's really something.
But that's an important 15 minutes.
And can make or break some.
I got to tell you, I think the combine's a bunch of baloney.
Why?
Because I think what you need to do, Jim, if I was a working for a football team and I went to the gym with Jim Thornton, I can tell you after an hour working out with him if he knows what he's doing. If he knows his way around a gym, if he knows the difference between barbells and dumbbells, if he's done it before. If you see a guy at his peak, i.e. first-round draft choice, first pick in the draft last year, Jadeveon Clowney comes out and runs a perfect 40. This guy, we got to draft him. Baloney. See if he shows up at the weight room 5 days a week. That'll tell you about drafting a player as opposed to a guy presenting himself at the combine like a supermodel.
Even though you said it's only 15 minutes, I think you can tell a lot about someone's maturity, how they answer questions. I was fortunate enough to sit in.
You're all programmed, though.
Well, I was fortunate enough to sit in with when the Bears interviewed Greg Olsen, and it just blew me away how impressive it was. And it was the first time I did that. So I asked him, I'm like, is everybody like that? And he said, oh, no, not even close.
But they do get coached up by their agents, and they have teams of people to do that. But the one thing is, you got to tell them the truth. And there's no question that will be asked that they don't know the answer to before they ask it. So you better tell the truth.
To that point, they only have 15 minutes, but they also have weeks to prepare for that. They have who they want to talk to, and I'm sure they've garnered everything they want to get out of that person to see exactly they have those. It's scripted, so they know what they want to ask. So it's 15 minutes, but they get right to the point.
Do you guys have any weird things happen to you in there? I talked to one player who said he was introduced to 25 people in the room. He sat down, and the question was, what's everyone's name?
I would have failed after the first hello.
Anything weird?
Yeah, Bob, Tom, Jim. Yeah, okay, I know somebody's name. Bob,
right,
Tom,
John,
Jim.
For sure. Yeah. Anything weird happen with you?
No, like I said, I love the opportunity. I like the opportunity to be there and kind of show the desire that I had to be an NFL player.
Much like that 40, what do you run that 40 with pads? That changes things. You're not doing everything from sprinter stance.
That's a great point. I always thought that they should run it in pads and have the skill position players run it with a football.
Great idea.
Or maybe even have someone chasing you.
Put it in the suggestion box in Indianapolis.
See how much fast someone runs when someone's chasing them. I want to know that, too.
Let me ask Tom this. His, when he went through, it was a little bit different than me, and there were some uncomfortable parts of it. I don't know if you had to do this, but for me it was very uncomfortable, and I was fitter than most. You are required to stand there in just shorts, and they rotate you and take pictures. And then you walk down what seems just an endless grouping of tables with doctors, from each team there. And you'd walk by, and if a team wanted to look at your knee or something, an injury you may have had or a question they may have, you pop up on the table, and you're still only wearing shorts,
Right.
It's like a side of beef being, walked around. And
no question.
A lot of these guys aren't in the best of shape, per se.
No. But I felt, again, that was my advantage. I had nothing to hide. I didn't have any surgeries. I wasn't scared of any shoulder rotation, neck rotation, bend up and down, any of that kind of stuff. So as soon as I heard someone get on a table next to me and goes, oh, yeah, I've had this rotator cuff and this knee.
First of all, you wouldn't tell them, you'd let them find it first. Well, there was no way you were going to let anybody.
But the scars back then were 10 inches long.
Well, you guys both look like you can play right now. Not so much Larry and me. We got to run. Thanks for joining us here on Chicago Bears Roundtable here in the Chicago Bears Network Studios. Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Larry Mayer, Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll talk to you next time.